哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.
下午跟大家谈分享的是在主里面同心。
And this afternoon, our topic is to share unity in the Lord.
灵恩布道会的时间。
This is a time of spiritual conversation.
有两个很重要的参加的目的。
There are two major purposes for attending the spiritual conversation.
第一个就是对内造就我们信徒。
The first is to edify the members within.
所以我们常常有多祷告、多听道理的时间。
So that we may have more time to pray and to listen to the word.
让我们参加以后信仰各方面得到坚固。
So that when we attend, our faith may be strengthened.
那第二个目的。
The second purpose
就是对外要来宣传主救恩的信息。
It is to preach the salvation of the gospel of salvation toward the outsiders.
所以我们当中有一些带亲朋好友来参加。
Therefore, there are some among us who brought our friends and family to attend.
就是非常愿意把这位神能够见证和介绍给他。
And they're willing to introduce this living God to them.
在主里同心是一个很重要的学习和认识。
It is very important to have the unity of the Lord.
我们来看一下腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
四章的二节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 2.
这里保罗劝尤阿爹和寻都基要在主里面同心。
And here Paul encourages Euodia and Syntyche to have one accord with the Lord.
这两个人是姐妹哦。
These two people are sisters.
他们都很热心。
They are both very fervent.
但是不和。
But they are not in agreement.
两个人不同心的事影响到了教会。
And because of their disagreement, it is affecting the church.
有人通报给保罗。
And someone had given this information to Paul.
所以保罗才把这件事提起了。
That is why Paul had mentioned this issue.
我劝这两位姐妹虽然热心，但是不和，要他们在主里面同心。
He had pleaded with these two sisters that even though they are fervent, but they are not in agreement, so that they should be in agreement.
可以说是一个喜乐的经卷。
The book of Philippians is a book of joy.
往往我们都用这种角度去看它，而且也认为是一种得胜生活的表现。
And oftentimes we use this angle to look at this book, and it's also a book of victory.
但是我们发现保罗在写书信的时候，他都有主要的动机和内容在里面。
However, when Paul writes his letters, he has a major motivation and teaching within it.
虽然腓立比教会是保罗喜爱的其中一间教会。
Even though the Church of Philippi is a church of Paul's liking.
在他的福音工作上面最能够帮助他的一个教会。
It is also a church that can help him the most in his journey of preaching the gospel.
但是再怎么好的教会中间还是有一些人的问题啊。
But no matter how good of a church is, there are still issues of people in there.
我们来看一下第一章的第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
这里保罗祷告的时候也在想到腓立比教会的信徒。
Here, when Paul is praying, he is also thinking about the members in the Church of Philippi.
然后第四节说，我为你们每一个人祷告的时候，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And verse 4, it says that in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
第五节又说，
verse 5 says,
你们从信主的那一天起啊，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音的。
And it says that from the first day that you believe, you are preaching the gospel in one accord.
腓立比教会是保罗在欧洲建立的第一间教会。
The Church of Philippi is the first church that Paul established in Europe.
说起来，腓立比教会可以称为欧洲所有教会的一个模范。
And the Church of Philippi also sets an example for all of the churches in Europe.
所以保罗在这里提起哦， 从刚开始信主，你们都是同心合意兴旺福音哦。
So Paul mentions here that you are preaching in one accord from the first day.
对，在第一章就想起他们过去的同心的见证啊。
And from the very first chapter, Paul remembers how they are in one heart.
我们来看第二章的一节二节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
这里保罗说在基督里面有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯、啊、
And here he says that in Christ if you have any comfort and love and you have mercy within your heart compassion
第二节保罗说你们就要意念相同爱心相同
In verse 2 it says that you must be like-minded and have the same love
你们如果能够继续同心我的喜乐就可以满足了
It says that if you could be in one spirit, then his joy will be fulfilled.
到了第二章，我们再看到他又把同心的问题给提起来哦。
And in chapter 2, we could see that he also mentions again the same like-minded.
没有事情啊，保罗不会随便这个无聊啊，去提一些事啊。
Paul would not mention something for no reason.
我们看第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5.
保罗在这里劝勉你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And here Paul says that you must have the same heart as Christ Jesus.
不但叫他们同心。
Not only did he tell them to have the same heart.
而且还要具备耶稣基督的心呢。
They should have the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以同心最好的学习就是要认识耶稣基督的心肠。
So the best learning teaching is to have the same heart of Jesus Christ.
我们再来看三章十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心。
And it says all of us who are perfect should take this heart.
一个愿意具备同心还有耶稣基督心的人呢、啊、
A person who is able to have one heart and have the heart of God
总要存这样的心
should have this kind of heart.
哪一种心呢
What kind of heart?
就是十三节后面讲的忘记背后努力面前
It is the heart that's mentioned in verse 13, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
而十四节说的向着标杆直跑要得神的奖赏。
And also in verse 14 where it says to press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called him for.
哎，这是一个完全人同心他有一个这样的目标来走呢。
And this is a person, a perfect person who has the same heart of the same accord.
所以在第二章保罗劝勉要同心要有耶稣基督的心以外啊。
And in chapter 2, Paul says, not only do you have to have the same heart and have the heart of Christ.
第三章就要有一种忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑得神的奖赏的这种心呢
And in chapter 3 mentions that he should have a heart where you forget what's behind, straining what is forward, and pressing toward a goal of heavenly kingdom.
也就是要提醒腓立比教会不要有不同心的事、啊、
And it's also to remind the church of Philippi to have the same heart.
不要在人的事情上面发挥
Do not be prosperous in the things of men.
斤斤计较
Do not do not care about what each other does.
而是要在神面前能够努力追求在他里面的奖赏。
But to press towards the gift that God is to prepare.
这就是那一种愿意具备一颗完全的心的人的一种方向目标。
This is the goal that one must pursue after to, in order to become a perfect man.
到了第四章。
And in chapter 4,
保罗就很不客气的甚至点名教会有不同心的人呢。
Paul has boldly pointed out, even specifically, naming people in the church.
就在第四章的第二节。
It is in chapter 4, verse 2.
Euodia, 宣都基啊，你们两个姐妹要在主里面同心啊。
It says Euodia and Syntyche, you must be in agreement in the Lord.
所以我们看到每一个经卷都有神要他百姓知道的事情在里面。
So we can see that in every book in the Bible, there is a teaching that God wants us to learn.
同时也有要被拣选的作者要表达很重要的信息在里面。
And there are also very important teachings through the authors of the Bible that God wants us to teach.
所以我们看圣经一定要抓住这样的一个方向。
So when we read the Bible, we must be able to grasp this
direction. 你在看的时候就会特别有感受。
So when we read it, we will have experience.
所以我们发现腓立比教会中间同心问题出现了一个状况。
So we can see that the Church of Philippi has a problem with having a unified heart.
到了第四章，保罗就劝勉他们一定要在主里面同心。
So in chapter 4, Paul encourages them to have the same heart in the Lord.
所以可见教会的发展啊，真的需要同心才能够同工同行。
Therefore, the growth of a church must be in accord with having the same heart in church.
才能够同工又能够同行。
So then, they can work together and walk together.
为什么这样讲？
Why do we say this?
我们来谈一谈第一个方向。
Let's discuss the first direction.
为什么是要同心、同行、同工？
Why should we have the same heart, walk together, and work together?
有一个很重要的原因。
There is a very important reason.
我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章我们来看这个第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
八节，栽种的和浇灌都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的奖赏。
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的。
For we are God's fellow workers.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
You are God's field.
你们是神所建造的房屋。
You are the building that God built.
所以这里讲到我们是与神同工的哦。
We here talks about we are working with God.
要同心，你必须要找出一个基准点在里面呢。
In order to work in the same heart, we must have a same point.
而那个基准点呢，就是要跟神同工。
And that point is to work with God.
我们每一个人目标都与神同工。
If all of us have the same goal of working with God,
因为耶稣基督的关系，在回来的时候，每一个都自然会同工。
And because of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to us, everyone will work in the same accord.
这一点很重要。
This is a very important point.
我们为什么要同心？
Why should we have the same heart?
乃是要得到神的同工。
It is to have the work of God.
那要得到神的同工有很重要的三个原因。
There are three major reasons of how we can gain working with God.
因为我们是神所耕种的田地。
First one is that we are the field that God has.
创造宇宙万物又创造了人类。
He had built the things of the universe and he had made men.
我们也被他创造。
We were created by God.
所以我们是神所耕种的田地。
And we are the field that God has attended.
第九节最后一句话说，我们也是神所建造的房屋哦。
And verse 9 tells us that we are also the building that God had built.
第三个原因，我们来看一下以弗所书第二章。
Third reason, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
请看第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们原是神的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的，在这里很清楚告诉我们了。
Here tells us very clearly.
我们原来就是神的工作。
For we are originally God's workmanship.
我们没有什么好可夸的。
There's nothing that we can boast.
在这个时间、这个时候、这个地点。
At this time, this place,
我们能够做好任何一件事。
Anything that we can accomplish.
那是神感动我们，因为我们本来就是他的工作。
It's because God had moved us because we were his workmanship.
所以我们要跟与主同工。
So in order to work with God,
表明我们在神面前一种同心的见证。
It represents that we have the same heart as God.
理由是我们是神耕种的田地。
The reason is because God, we are God's field.
我们是神耕种的，我们是神建造的房屋。
And we are the building that God had built.
我们原来就是神的工作。
And we were originally God's workmanship.
如果我们有这样正确的观念。
If we have this correct concept,
我们自然就要努力寻求与神同工。
We will naturally seek to work with God.
所有的人事物摆在他的面前，就是求主同工。
All of the things and people presented in front of God will work in
Him. 然后预备行善，来荣耀神，达成神的美意。
Which God prepared so that we can do work, good works.
而不是以某一个人为中心
It is not using one person as a center
乃是以神同工同心才能跟人同行
It is to work with God to have the same heart with God that way we can walk with men
那讲到 同心同行
When we talk about having the same heart
那我们知道我们的目标是要得到神的同工同在
We know that our goal is to have the abidance of God in the world.
那我们要依据什么才能够得到同行而且同工呢
How can we gain this same walk and same
work? 不然每一个人讲一个方法，他讲一个方法，你讲一个方法。
If each person has their own same,
没有办法集中，到底怎么同工同行？
There is no way you can concentrate everything together to walk together and work together.
这就是我们第二个要谈的方向。
This is the second direction we want to discuss.
我们也根据圣经的一段经文跟大家做分享。
We are also basing on the Bible verse to share with one another.
而不强调个人的经验或概念的问题。
It is not to emphasize on an individual's experience or concept.
因为那是人的方法手段。
Because that is the ways of the men.
神的教会就要用神的方法来去进行。
In God's church, we need to use God's ways.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的第一节到第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 5.
二章一节到五节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。二节。
Verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督定他定十字架。三节。
Verse 3.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。四节。
Verse 4.
我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。第五节。
Verse 5.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。我们在这里很清楚地看到保罗他得到神同工的一些确实的信仰的概念
Here we can see very clearly the concept that God had gained through his journey of faith
也是非常真实的一个做法
And it is a very practical way of doing things
根据这段经文我们提出三点
Through this passage we can raise three points
也可以作为我们在同心同工的一种依据
And this can also be a basis for when we do work with the wrong heart
在第一节第二节里面
In verse 1 and 2
保罗说我并没有用世上的一切学问来教导你们哦
Paul says he did not use the eloquence or superior wisdom in the world
甚至来诉说神的奥秘真理哦
He did not use this to talk about the mystery of God
第二节
Verse 2
保罗说我立下一个心志
Paul says that I made a resolution
在你们中间都不知道什么
That I know nothing among you.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架的道理。
Except Jesus Christ was crucified.
这是一个很重要的依据。
This is a very important.
凭借着神的真理来传讲。
It is to preach through the truth of God.
他忠心见证耶稣基督跟十字架的救恩的道理。
He had faithfully testified about Jesus' crucifixion.
我们新旧约所有的道理中心就是在耶稣基督十字架上的道理为中心信息。
And the central theme from Old Testament to the New Testament is using the crucifixion of Jesus as the center.
这个是教导我们要忠心传讲神的真理
And this is to teach us that we must faithfully preach the truth of God.
忠心见证神的救恩
And we must faithfully testify about the salvation of God.
我们引导人是引导到神这边来哦
When we brought people here, it is to bring them to God.
不是引导到自己这边来哦
It is not to bring them toward us.
是要把信仰建立在耶稣基督身上啊
It is to build their faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是建立在我们人身上啊
It is not to build it upon men.
我们来看一下这个哥罗西书的第一章。
Let's turn to the first chapter of Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
28, 29.
Verse 28.
28节，这里保罗说，我们传扬耶稣基督。
Paul says here that we are proclaiming about Jesus Christ.
是用诸般的智慧劝诫人，教导人。
It is to teach with all wisdom and to teach everyone.
然后把所有人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前呢。
So that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
这里讲见证传扬耶稣基督。
Here it talks about the testify and preach about Jesus Christ.
要用诸般的智慧。
You need to use all wisdom.
也就是说要用各种方法了。
And this another word is talking about using all methods.
最好的方法是就是循着真理来见证介绍他。
And the best method is to use the truth to testify.
目的是要把个人所有人都带到完完全全的带到神面前。
And the purpose is to present everyone perfect in Christ.
这样做事才能够同心同工。
And in this way, when you do things, they could have the same heart and work together. 我们再来看
第二个依据。
And let's look at the second basis.
请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
三节四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
在这里保罗说，我在你们那边的时候啊，又软弱害怕。
Here Paul says, when I came to you, I came in weakness and fear.
他这样讲的意义是要凸显第四节的那一句话。
And the reason he says this is to emphasize on the verse 4.
他说我说的话讲得到。
Says, the message that I preach
不是用智慧委婉的言语。
Is not using the wise and persuasive words.
乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
But it is using a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
第二个同心同工的依据。
So the second basis of working together
就是借着圣灵的明证，圣灵的同在。
It is through the power of the Holy Spirit and the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
一个教会如果常常有神的同工，
If a church always has the abidance of God,
有圣灵的见证作为，
and has the testimony of the Holy Spirit and the works,
这个教会比较容易同心的。
This church will have a better chance of working together.
这个教会没有神的同在，圣灵的明证啊。
If this church does not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit,
很容易混乱。
It will become chaotic very easily.
因为大家不怕。
Because no one fears.
神没有在中间。
And God is not among them.
所以有很多的说话、争吵，这个人与人之间的一种不和睦。
Therefore, there will be a lot of quarrels and there will be disharmony between men.
但是有了圣灵的明证。
But because of the abidance of the Holy Spirit,
大家开始会学会怎么样敬畏神。
Everyone will learn how to fear God.
神的教会自然就平静下来。
God's church will then have peace.
人跟人之间自然就和睦。
And there will be harmony between men.
因为看到了神清楚的同在。
Because they clearly see the abidance of God among them.
我们看到使徒行传。
When we see the book of Acts.
又称作圣灵行传。
Also the book of the Holy Spirit.
他所有的神迹作为就在祷告中里面生发出来的。
All of the miracles and wonders arrived from prayer.
所以看到了许多圣灵的见证。
So we see many testimonies of the Holy Spirit.
大家就同心合意在家中，在圣殿中啊，一起用饭，一起生活。
So everyone used meals and lived together in the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵的明证也是一个非常好的同心同工的依据。
And so the Holy Spirit's abidance is also a very good basis of working together.
我们再来看第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5.
哥林多前书二章五节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5.
这里说叫你们的信心或信仰不在乎人的智慧。
It says that so your faith might not be rested on men's wisdom.
只在乎神的大能哎。
But on God's power.
所以第三个同心的依据就是在乎神的大能作为啊。
So the third basis of working together is God's power among us.
一个教会有神这么清楚的一个引导啊。
If a church has a very clear direction guided by God.
或者我们的信仰有神清楚的这种带领啊。
Or if in our faith,We have the guidance of God.
你就会激励自己啊，懂得要同心。
Then we will encourage ourselves to be
working together. 跟神同心，也跟人同心。
To have the same heart of God and the same heart of man.
而不是一直强调自己的想法做法，你们要跟我同心。
And it is not to emphasize are on our own thinking. We have others.
强盗个人做法有时候并不代表就是神的做法。
And sometimes the way of men does not equal the way of God.
所以这一点真的还需要留意一下。
So we must pay attention to this point.
不然就会非常可惜。
Otherwise, it will be very
difficult. 热心但是造成不同心的一个重担。
So it will become a burden when one is fervent, but
有的人很热心，但是没有注意自己的脾气而灵修啊。
Some people they are very fervent, but they are careless about their temper and their spiritual cultivation.
有的人很难沟通哎。
Some people are very hard to communicate.
连商量的余地都没有，这样很不好哎。
It is hard to even have a discussion with them. This is not so great.
只要能够有助于圣工发展有功效。
As long as there is a growth in the church,
只要是有助于信仰会提升。
As long as it helps the growth of the faith,
很多的意见是可以沟通商量的。
There are many things and many issues that can be communicated,
彼此得到帮助造就。
So that each and every one of us.
千万不要说我教会就是有这个传统就是这样，那个都是人定的，那个很要小心呐。
And be careful not to use the traditions as a basis for the growth.
除了圣经神的话是永恒坚定不变的真理以外。
The only the word of God from the Bible is eternal.
很多人的事啊，这个是要看一看呐。同工的效果，神的同在有没有用啊？再来做一个调整啊。
So there are many things in this world that we need to look at and adjust accordingly.
所以真的是要依据神的真理、圣灵的明证、神的大能，才有办法看到同心同工的见证。
So we can only rely on God's power in order for the work of church to work.
我们看到主耶稣基督他很平易近人吗？
We can see that the Lord Jesus is very easygoing.
他可以接触小小孩的人。
He can be with the little children.
他也可以接触大人。
And he can also be with the adults.
他也关心那个软弱的人。
And he also cares for those who are weak.
他也关心生病的人。
And he also cares for those who are sick.
他甚至说我来本来就是招罪人，也接近罪人呢。
And he even says that the purpose of me coming here is to be with sinners.
他目的就是要来引导他们，拯救他们离开黑暗的地方。
And the purpose is to come and lead them out of darkness.
但是我们有时候会留意给自己一种个人的原则做法，这不太好。
And so sometimes we emphasize on the methods of an individual.
我们应该照着圣经效法耶稣基督这样来去普世，来关心造就更多的人才对。
And we must use the Bible as a basis to work and to help others.
那当我们这样做的时候，我们知道我们不是神。
When we do this, we will know that we are not God.
我们不是耶稣基督。
We are not Jesus Christ.
所以我们要依据主的真理。
So we must follow God's
圣灵的明证。
And the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
神的大能。
And God's power.
我们大家才有可能同心来发展。
And in this way, we can all work together.
最后第三个方向我们要谈的。
And lastly, the third direction we must discuss.
到底要在什么样的事情上面同心呢？
What kind of things should we work together in?
而不是在个人的说法感觉上面同心。
And it is not to be in one accord with individual concepts.
要在什么事情上面同心呢？
What kind of thing should we be in one heart with?
才能够表明是在主里面的同心呢？
And how can we do this so that we are in one accord in the Lord?
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and truth.
认识神的儿子都已长大成人。
And in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这里讲到一点，就是要在真理上面同心呢。
Here talks about we must be in unity in the truth.
所以我们常常聚会就是让我们都知道真理啊。
And we often come to service so that we can know the truth.
办各种讲习训练，也就是要让我们都明白真理啊。
And all the seminars that we hold is so that we can know the truth.
好让我们大家能够在真理上面同归于一啊。
So that we may all become one in the truth.
举办灵恩布道会。 也就是让我们多听明白神的道理、啊、
And to hold a spiritual convocation is so that we can have more chance of listening to the truth.
自然在道理上面有共同的明白学习、啊、
So that naturally we would have the same truth and same teaching.
我们就会同心。
This way we will be unified.
因为有一样的真理，一样的说法，一样的动作。
Because we have the same truth, same saying, and same works and actions.
那第二个在什么事情上面要同心呢？
The second, what kind of things should we be in one accord with?
刚刚我们已经读过腓立比书一章的五节。
We just read Philippians chapter 1 verse 5.
那里说要在福音上面同心合意。
It says that we must be unified in the gospel.
也就是说要在圣工上面同心啊。
In another word, we should have the same heart when we do holy work.
我们教会有行政组织。
In our church, we have organizations of administration.
有很多时候的圣工是要经过会议来达成共识的。
There are many holy work that must be decided through meetings.
那在最后的决定教会要这样做要出发的时候大家要同样的心思在圣工上面。
And when we reach a decision on doing certain things for the church, everyone should have the same heart.
除非有特别的需要要做一种改正或一种调度。
Unless there is a necessary action to make some changes.
来我们就做一个变动。
Then we need to make a change.
但是他的原来的精神主轴是不能变的。
But the original spirit cannot be changed.
在圣工上也要同心呢。
And we should have the same heart in holy work.
有一些软弱的人呢、啊。
There are some who are weak.
大家圣工已经同意要朝这个大方向做，结果一个人可以推翻那个会议的结果。
When everyone had the same agreement to do certain things, but one person could change all things.
这种人的存在啊，就是没有在圣工上同心合意啊。
And the existence of this kind of person means that the person is not the one accord.
教会怎么进步呢？
How can the church grow?
教会不是属个人的事，神的教会是属大家的。
The church does not belong to individuals, but to everyone.
所以这个概念要很清楚啊。
So we must be very clear in this concept.
不然你站在这个位置真的是影响很大。
Otherwise, you will be a big influence when you stand in that point.
我们再来谈要在什么上事情上面同心呢？
Let's continue to discuss what kind of things we should be unified.
要在恩事上面同心。
We should be in one accord in our gifts and talents.
我们来看哥林多前书的十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的四节到六节。
Chapter 12, verse 4 to 6.
这里说恩事有分别。
Says there are different kinds of gifts.
但是圣灵只有一位哦。
But there's only one spirit.
我们都领受一样的圣灵，不只不过我们恩事有分别哦。
We all receive the same Holy Spirit, but we have different gifts.
第五节
verse 5.
所担任的职分角色有分别。
There are different kinds of services.
但是我们信的主是同一位哦。
But the Lord that we believe in is the same Lord.
第六节
verse 6.
你个人的功用有分别。
There are different kinds of works.
但是神却是一位。
But God is the only one.
所以恩事在恩事上要能够同心呢、啊。
So we must be in unity in our gifts.
而是这位圣灵、这位主、这位神在我们心中中间里面来做事啊。
But the Spirit, our Lord and God, is working among us.
所以恩事不能比的。
So we cannot compare our gifts.
有的人会做这个，有的会做那个。
Some people knows how to do this. Some people knows how to do that.
有的人领受的比较多，有的人领受比较少。
Some people receive more and some people receive less.
多的也不要去小看那个恩事小的。
And those who receive more do not look down.On those who receive less.
那恩事少的你也不要去嫉妒那个恩事多的。
And those who receive less do not be jealous of those who receive more.
神的教会一个身体乃是要互相搭配的。
In the church of God, this one body should work together.
我们看十二节。
Let's turn to verse 12.
就身子是一个，却有许多肢体。
Since the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts.
肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。
And though all its parts are many, but from one body.
基督也是这样。
And it is so with Christ.
你想想看我们的身体。
If we think about our body.
如果没有手脚、嘴巴、眼睛、鼻子，那就是一个人，一个这样，一个东西远远的这样，那哪像人呢、啊、
？If we don't have our arms, legs, and don't have any eyes, mouth, or nose, then we are just a thing.
我们身上几乎每一个神造的都有它的功用哎。
And every body part that we have that God made for us has its function.
记得小时候。 有的人会拿那个金瓜来碗，然后切开他肚子，有肠有什么什么一堆啊。
And I remember when I was young, people would take the frogs and dissect it.
哇，那些位置都摆得好好的。
Very many organs, and the organs.
我们也是一样。
Very organized. We are the same.
我们所有的里部、内部器官还有外在肢体，神都摆得好好的。
And every organ inside of our body are put together in organization.
你只要乱摆就不对了。
If we put it in different places, then it's wrong.
如果你把你的耳朵摆在下巴下面，怎么听啊？
If we put our ear under our chin, how do we listen?
你喝水，那水都跑到耳朵里面去。
If we drink, then the water will go into our ear.
没有一个地方是乱摆的。
So none of the body parts are put in chaos.
那这个就是你个人的身体了。
And this is our own body.
它要发挥你这个人的这个身体的功用哎。
And it is, it has functions of its own.
我们在基督里面也是一样。
It is the same in Christ.
所谓的教会的意义，它有两个层面。
There are two levels in the meaning of church.
第一个就是我们敬拜的这个地方成为侍奉的一个中心，叫教会。
And the first is this location that we worship. This is called church.
第二个就是讲着凡是被耶稣基督宝血救赎回来的弟兄姐妹，就是属灵的教会身体了。
And the second one is all those who are purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ who receive salvation. These members are the church.
大家共同建立一个属灵的教会，耶稣的身体。
And everyone put together to establish a spiritual church, which is the body of Christ.
有的人做手，有的人做脚。
Some people are hands, some people are legs.
有的做嘴巴，有的做头脑。
Some people are mouth, some people are brain.
大家把肢体的恩赐结合来发展教会。
And everyone put together as gifts and to form a church.
所以要在恩赐上面同心。
Therefore, we must be in one accord with our gifts.
再来看第四个。
Let's look at the fourth point.
请看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第四章我们来看第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
这里说你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Here says, devote yourselves to prayer and be watchful and thankful.
也要为我们，就是保罗使徒们祷告。
And also pray for us, which is Paul and the apostles.
求神给我们开传道的门。
So that the Lord may open the door preaching.
能够讲明基督的奥秘。
So they may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
我们再来看那个帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Let's also turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
后书第三章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1.
这里说弟兄们，我还有话说。
Here it says, brothers, I have some message.
请你们为我们祷告。
Please pray for us.
好叫主的道理快快行开。
So that the gospel of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored.
哎，这里就强调一件事，要在祷告上面同心。
And here emphasizes that we must have the same heart in prayer.
要让大家甘心乐意祷告。
And to, so that everyone may pray with a willing heart.
而不是一种形式，一种规定，甚至一种负担。
So it is not a routine or a regulation or a burden.
这个祷告也要准备心理。
When we pray, we also need to prepare our hearts.
只要你用心，不在乎时间长短的。
As long as we put our heart into it and not care about the length.
有一次我们在家庭聚会。
There is one time during a family service.
只有前面唱诗完，然后传道就先带领大家悟性祷告。
And after the hymn singing, the pastor led everyone into a prayer of understanding.
就在悟性祷告那个慕道者他就看异象，而且也得到圣灵。
And during this prayer of understanding, a true seeker saw a vision and received the Holy Spirit.
重点是那份用心
And the major point is that heart.
而不是用时间的长短来衡量
It is not the length of the prayer.
有的人不愿意，身体不舒服，你太勉强，他也不好祷告。
Some people are not willing, then we should not force them.
而是出自于他愿意。
But they must be willing.
愿意凭着相信神的信心来这样祷告。
They must pray with the faith that they have toward the Lord.
祷告里面就容易生发出一种圣灵的见证。
So that within their prayer, they would have the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
甚至有神的大能的作为。
And have the great doings of God.
是应该愿意投入的那一种心智。
It should have a willing heart to.
而不是表面肉体上的那种苦楚。
So it is not just the suffering of the flesh.
就这个观念很重要。
So this concept.
大家的心一样。
Everyone have the same heart.
你祷告再久，大家也是欢喜快乐。
No matter how long you pray, everyone will be joyful.
因为他愿意。
because he is willing.
不然在祷告心不同了。
Otherwise, when you pray, you would not have the same heart.
这是一个很重要的教导啊。
And this is a very important teaching.
在祷告上要同心合意。
In prayer, we should have the same heart.
最后就讲一个见证。
Finally, I would like to share a testimony.
有一个传道人被安排到一个都会区的三间教会和附近的三个祈祷所负担。
And there's a pastor who was arranged to be in a church in the mountains by a city and also the three churches around.
有三个教会，有三个祈祷所。
There are three churches and three prayer houses that he was in charge of.
信徒数超过一千人。
And all the members combined were over 1,000.
哦，那是，所以是比较辛苦一点。
And that is a lot of work.
那有一次，他就来到那个郊区一个小山顶附近的一个祈祷所。
And one time when he arrived in one of the prayer houses by the suburbs.
他本来是教会。
Originally it was a church.
曾经有超过150个信徒的一个教会。
At one point this church had over 150 people.
但是教会发展30年了，却变成改为祈祷所。
However, after 30 years of development, this church became prayer house.
人数不到20个。
And the members were less than about 20 people.
哎，这种现象很难过。
And this is very sad.
那个传道第一天去那边报道的时候。
And the first day when the pastor arrived.
哇，看到那个教会站在他前面就哭了。
And as soon as he stood in front of the church, he started crying.
为什么教会变荒凉啊？
Why is it that this church had perished?
窗户破掉，没有人补啊。
When the windows are broken, nobody fixes it.
从窗户外面往里面看啊，那个椅子全部都是凌乱的。
And when you look through the window and see inside, all of the chairs are messy and the roof are leaking.
这一看就知道这个教会已经荒凉很久了。
And you can see that this church had been abandoned for a while.
到底信徒跑到什么地方去？
Where did the members go?
又到教会后面那个小的房间。
And he continued to walk onto a little room.
上面还挂着一个
behind the church.
有字写传道房。
And on the door it says the pastor's room.
那个门已经很烂了。
And the door was in ruin.
一推开里面很脏。
When you open the door, it was very dirty inside, and there's trash.
然后那个小的床铺上面呢，有躺了一个人在睡觉。
And on the little bed, there's someone lying there sleeping.
哇，那个传道人就问那个人，你是信徒吗？
And the pastor asked that person, are you a member?
他说，我不是信徒。
He says, I am not a believer.
我没有地方睡，我只要喝酒，酒醉就跑来这里睡。
He says, I don't have any place to live as soon as I get drunk.
传道房变成酒鬼房啊。
And this pastor's room become the bed of a drunken person.
哎呀，这个什么教会啊。
So he says, what kind of a church is this?
后来这个传道就去找一个老负责人，老教务。
So this pastor went to seek the old religious affairs.
就在他的家里吃晚餐。
And he had dinner at this place.
后来一个老姐妹过来了。
And another older sister came.
就在那边吃饭。
And they ate together.
那个饭很难吃。
And that meal was very tasted really bad.
为什么教会变成这样？
Because why did the church become like this?
经营30年变这样哎。
How can a church become like this after 30 years?
那个老教务负责人就这样讲。
And that old religious affairs said.
传道。
Pastor.
可能晚上聚会只有我们三个人，你我他。
He says, perhaps this evening service is just the three of us, you, me, and her.
资料记载不是曾经有超过150名吗？
And the pastor says, doesn't the information say there are more than 150 members?
大家都偏向世界啊。
Says yes, but everyone is into the world.
偏向肉体的情欲的。
And they walk toward the flesh.
教会沦落到这样很悲哀哎。
And the church is very pathetic becoming this way.
吃完饭
after the meal,
走出老负责人的家出去
after he walked out of that house,
就在那个地方的中心的马路有两个人拿刀打架
and at that area, in the road, there are two people taking knives and fighting
together. 这个老负责人就红着脸跟那个传道说传道对不起那个老姐妹的儿子跟我的儿子现在拿刀在那边打架
So this religious affair says, I'm sorry, Pastor, my son and this believer's son is fighting with knives in the middle of the road.
想大声哭也没有眼泪。
And this pastor, he wanted to cry bitterly, but he has no tears.
后来来到教会。
and he came to the church.
这个传道讲，我们不用聚会。
The pastor said we don't need to have service.
我们就祷告就好。
We'll just pray.
就三个跪着祷告。
So the three of us prayed.
三个人就在荒凉的会堂里面祷告。
The three of us prayed in this deserted church.
不知道多久没有人在这里祷告和聚会了。
It was so long since someone had prayed and had service there.
哇，有一点被遗忘的一个地方。
It is a place where it has been forgotten.
传道哭了。
The pastor cried.
那两个老人家也哭了。
And the two older members also cried.
祷告了差不多有二三十分钟。
When they prayed for 20 or 30 minutes.
奇妙的事发生。
Miraculous thing happened.
本来三个人的声音在祷告。
Originally there were only three people praying.
突然有四个、五个、六个。
And then it became four, five, six.
最后变成十二个声音在祷告哎。
And then it became 12 voices praying together.
这个时候祷告已经花了很长的时间了。
And at that time they've already
prayed. 哇，感谢主哎。
And thank God.
本来是一种难过流泪的心。
Originally it was a tear of sadness.
现在变成有十几个人的声音在祷告。
And now there are 12 or more people praying together.
传道按铃结束。
And the pastor pressed the bell and ended the prayer.
传道一看那十一个人。
And the pastor looked down the 11 people.
眼睛都红红流过泪水。
And you could see that they had tears in their eyes.
结束祷告还有泪痕在上面呢。
And after they prayed, they still had the tear marks on their faces.
其实大家也看到传道在哭了，这个新传道在哭了。
And everyone also see that the new pastor was crying.
传道就问他们。
The pastor asked them.
你们怎么来祷告呢？
Why did you come?
大家就开始讲。
Everyone said.
传道。我在家里炒菜的时候，我的耳朵被打开，听到教会里有祷告声音。
It says, Pastor, when I was cooking at home, my ears were open and I heard the prayer in the church.
传道，我正在洗澡的时候，虽然有水声，我耳朵被打开，听到教会有祷告声音。
And another says, Pastor, when I was taking a shower, even though there's water running, but I heard the prayer sound in the church.
传道，我正在看我喜欢看的电视，突然听不到电视声音，耳朵被打开，听到教会有祷告的声音。
And yet another said, Pastor, I was watching my favorite show on TV, and all of a sudden I could not hear the TV, but I heard the prayer in the church.
有的是正在跟朋友讲话，
Some people were talking to their friends.
结果耳朵被打开，听到教会有声音。
And their ears were opened and heard the prayer in the church.
这些人距离教会的距离至少两公里到五公里，这么远呢？
So these people, their distance from church were to 5 kilometers.
哎，听这么远的地方听到教会祷告哎。
From that far away, they're able to hear the prayer.
我听到声音感动流泪了，我要去祷告啊。
And they heard the voices and they were moved to tears.
有一个开车刚下班呢。
One person was driving on the way home.
他在听那个音乐很大声。
He was listening to the music really loud.
突然耳朵被打开，也听到教会有祷告的声音。
And his ear was also open and heard the prayer in the church.
哇，三个人的祷告。
And originally, three people prayed.
哭着在神面前的代祷。
They were praying and crying in front of God.
要经历这种实在是一个很好的恩典啊。
And this is a very good blessing.
哇，神就开那些很久没有来教会的信徒的耳朵哎。
And God opened the ears of those who had not come to church for a long time.
所以祷告到起来，总共有十二个人在会堂里面祷告。
So when they finished praying, there were a total of 12 people praying in the church.
哇，感谢主，感谢主。
And thank God.
这个传道认为神要动工啊。
This pastor.Felt that God had listened to their prayers.
所以强调在主里面同心。
So he emphasized to have the same heart in the Lord.
这个传道就跟那个老负责人说，传道要睡传道房。
So this pastor says to the old religious affairs that he wants to sleep in the pastor's room.
传道你没有开玩笑，不能睡嘞。
He says, Pastor, are you kidding? You can't sleep there.
是，整理一下就可以睡。
He says it's okay. Just
因为过去很多传道，因为在都会区那三间忙，就没有时间照顾这个软弱的教会了。
Because in the past, there are many pastors who come because they work harder in the churches in the city, so they didn't have time to go pastor this church.
所以没有在那边睡。
So they did not sleep there.
哦，他们听到传道要在那边睡啊，感动都流泪。好好好，我们整理啊。
So when they heard that pastor wants to sleep there, they were really moved, and then they cleaned up the room.
我们太多太享受了，不懂得吃苦啊。
There are many of us who enjoy ourselves too much. We don't know how to suffer.
对。其实那个传道有两次经验。
And actually, this pastor had two different experiences.
在那边睡，突然半夜下大雨啊。
And there are two times when he was sleeping there. 那个床铺很烂啊，随时会垮。And the rain came, and that bed was really bad, so it could fall apart. 用木头跟那个竹子做的，所以随时会倒。It was made by bamboo and wood, so it could collapse.
睡到半夜下雨耶。
And in the middle of the night, it rained.
所以他就窝到那个小床上的旁边那个角落，这样睡呢。
So he would go on the corner of the bed and sleep like that.
但是他很高兴。
He was very happy.
为主受一点苦没有关系的。
It is okay to suffer for the Lord.
他有一次啊，睡一睡，早上起来要早祷会，五点半。
And one time he was sleeping there and woke up at 5:30 for the morning prayer.
他起来就才看到，原来蚂蚁跟他睡。
And when he woke up, he realized the ants were sleeping with him.
因为那个底下渗水，蚂蚁全部跑出来，跑到床上。
And because there was a little flooding on the floor, so all of the ants came up to the bed.
还好神保守。
But God had protected him.
所以让他没有乱跑，所以一个人形固定在那边。
And God protected him, so he wasn't moving around.
但是旁边都是那个蚂蚁啊。
Person, but all around him were ants.
蚂蚁很乖，没有一直跑到耳朵里面。
And the ants behaved very well, didn't go into his ears.
哇，那个传道这样起来看一看，笑一笑。感谢主。
So when the pastor woke up and he smiled,
其实有很多人很投入圣工的。
And there are a lot of people who
不计较休假，也不计较时间，是用心投入圣工的。
And they put themselves into the holy work, did not care about the time.
这种人越多，在教会里面，教会就发展了。
The more people like this in church, the church will grow.
而不是一直黏在家庭的。
It is not just to look up, be with the family.
真的是没有看到忠心的一种表现。
And that is an action where they don't see a central place.
哇，这个传道的精神。
And this pastor's spirit.
结果也影响到了这个教会的人。
Has influenced the church.
大家开始同心。
And everyone started.
认真有早祷会五点半。
And their morning prayers started at 5:30.
每天晚上有聚会。
And every evening there are services.
过了三个月。
After 3 months.
结果这个传道人就提议要来办一个诗歌布道会。
And this pastor suggested to have a hymnal evangelical service.
传道我们才二十几个人怎么办呢？
And they said, Pastor, we only have about 20 people.
没有关系，诗班我们请。都市的那三间教会派诗班来。
He says it's okay. Let's invite the choir from the city churches.
这一点点人，大家就来分区分组来带领亲朋好友来。
So the 20 of us, then we would divide into different regions and bring our friends and family.
他说信徒行为不好啊，他们都看在眼里，不会来啦。
And they said because we have bad behaviors, everyone knows they will not come.
传道人说没有关系。
The pastor says,
做看看
It's okay, let's try it.
看神怎么同工
Let's see how God works among us.
哇，在访问的过程里面
And during the visitation process,
哇，跑了很多家庭，他们都说传道二三十年前，我们家也是信徒哎。
And a lot of people says, Pastor, 20-30 years ago,
就这样子找到很多信徒回来，原来那一个晚上六十几个是信徒哎。
And that evening, they found out that 60 some members were also our members.
这些亲朋好友曾经嘲笑教会的三四十个慕道者大人来参加。
And all of these people, 30 some people who once laughed at the church, all came.
再加上三个诗班的献诗。
And in addition, there are three choirs presenting.
所以那一天晚上总共超过160个人呢，在这一间教会。
So that evening in that church, it was over 160 people.
忠心传讲神的道理。
And they put emphasis.
大家同心来祷告，求神同工。
Everyone prayed in one accord for the work of God.
所有人都看到很高兴，哇！一个快要灭亡的教会，现在看到这种盛况啊。
So everyone was joyful because a church that was perishing had become different.
大家都用心同心啊。
Everyone was in one accord.
Everyone do.
They're in one heart and they work together.
就在最后祷告的时候
And in the final prayer,
这位传道人在台上向神这样祷告
And this pastor prayed on
主啊你要我们传福音啊
Lord, you want us to preach
主啊你要我们这样做啊
Lord, you want us to do this
你要我们同心啊
you want us
来信望福音啊
so that we can
一个软弱三十年的教会他们现在要准备开始了
And this church that was weak for 30 years they are
求你同在
May you be
求你帮助
May you help us
主啊只有一个仆人可以按手
Lord, only one servant can lay hands.
这么多人需要按手
All of these people need laying of hands.
主啊，求你帮助
Lord, please help us.
哎，这个传道人在台上祷告，向神撒娇啊， 主啊，求你帮助。
So this pastor was pleading to God.
那这个传道一下来一看呢
？When he came down and saw.
哇，那个三四十个慕道者祷告是在会堂的前面走道。
And all 30 truth seekers, when they pray, they were praying in the front.
因为会堂不是很大。
Because this church was not too big.
比我们这里小一点。
Smaller than this church.
那所有的信徒就在那个会堂外面、前面、周围祷告。
So all of the members were praying all around the church.
把会堂的让给慕道者。
So that all of the areas inside the church were for the truth
seekers. 光大人就三四十个。
So only the adults were already
30, 40 people.
And there were also children.
哇，那个传道一看啊，看哦。就算一算就已经十二个人得圣灵了。
So when the pastor was counting, there was 12 people that received the Holy Spirit.
最后那个传道勉强进去按手，但是都没有再增加一个。
And finally, when the pastor went and lay hands, there were not any that added.
这个传道觉得很稀奇耶。
And the pastor was very amazed.
哇，还没按手就十二个得圣灵，非常清楚的。
And before he laid hands, there were 12 very clearly that got the Holy Spirit. 哇，一祷告完了。After the prayer,
其中有人就说他看到这个耶稣钉在十字架的异象。
Someone said that they saw a vision of Jesus crucified.
有的看到天使。
Some saw angels.
有的看到这个荣光。
Some saw the glorious light.
哇，看到很多异象都是慕道者。
And most people that saw the visions were true seekers.
其中有一个是跆拳道的国手，台湾的跆拳道国手。
And there is one who was a champion in the karate.
对，那个跆拳道国手参加亚洲的有名了，台湾的有名了。
And he was very famous in Taiwan.
他也参加。
He also attended.
他就说看到屋顶不见。
And he said that he saw that the roof was disappeared.
有一个很大的人穿洁白的衣服啊，就站在讲台这里啊。
And there is a very great person with white robes standing in the pulpit. 只有看到下半身。And he only saw the lower half.
然后他伸出手按手在每一个人头上
and he saw that this person laid hands on each person
然后他自己被那一只手按的时候他也得到圣灵
and when that person laid hands on him he also received the Holy Spirit
哇耶稣 好厉害好伟大
the Lord Jesus is so great and wonderful
哦他这样做见证
and he testified
哇感谢主耶
thank God
从此那个教会就复活了
from that moment on that church revived
那个教会就在主的爱的带领之下大家同心了
And through the love of God, everyone was unified.
所以同心影响整个教会的生命。
So the same heart had influenced the whole life of church.
同心影响神的见证。
The same heart had influenced the testimony of God.
这是一个真实的见证。
This is a true testimony.
所以那个传道人也在继续努力做圣工。
So the pastor had continued to strive
hard for the work of God. 越做越觉得自己渺小。
And the more he does, the
越做越觉得神的同工太重要了。
And the more that he does, the more he felt the word of God is important, and he is faithful to the truth.
很忠于神的工作。
He is faithful to the word of God.
该讲的话要讲。
He is saved.
该做的事要做。
And do things.
目的是要把人完完全全的带到神的面前来。
And the purpose is to bring people completely in front of the Lord.
所以有很好的一个经验，神的同在。
And this is a good experience that God is among him.
会给教会。甚至个人得到很好的造就
and it will edify an individual or the church
是一定要在主里面同心
so we must have the same heart in the Lord
请大家默祷
please pray in silence